And so the next morning when Bill come in, he said, Thurman, you have to be so careful. He said, you're supposed to speak or go on here in 5 minutes. He said, I just come from the meeting and said, Thurman, they crucified you for what you said yesterday. He said, you're going to be so careful. I said, Bill, you don't have to worry about it. I said, what I was going to speak on, I'm not going to speak on. He said, you're not? He said, what are you going to speak on? I said, the Lord woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning and told me exactly what to say. So I said, I'm going to teach exactly what he told me to do. Because how many of y'all realize, if the king tells you what to do, if the king tells you what to do, what do you better do, C.E.? You better do it if you want to live. You know, and so I love living. And so I love serving the king and I love being healthy. And so I spoke how to get a lost person saved. And it took an hour and 5 minutes to do that. And when I left that night, we went to dinner together with Bill and about 5 other PhDs. And they're PhDs, not me. I'm just a little country kid, you know, but they're all PhDs. So anyway, Bill looked across the table at me and he said, Thurman, when I get that message that you preached this morning into the hands of 5,000 young men, we will win the world to Jesus with that message. Now, I thought that was pretty awesome, didn't you? And we could win the world to Jesus with 5,000 young men that believes what I taught. So obviously it must have touched Bill's heart. But I got a copy of both those, How to Get a Lost Person Saved and God's Power, the CDs. And the largest number of those CDs on God's Power, one day after we'd been out about a year, I guess, or something like that, a pastor from Plano called me one day and said, somebody give me a copy of God's Power. And he said, I want some of those. I said, okay. He said, I'm a pastor of a church. I said, okay, no problem. I said, I'll give them to you. He said, no, I want to buy some. I said, well, they're not for sale. I don't sell them. He said, but you don't understand how many I want. I said, how many do you want? He said, 5,000. I said, you want 5,000? You're a pastor of a church. Well, what are you going to do with them? He said, me and my board are going to take them with one of our flyers, and we're going to put them on the door of every home in Plano, Texas. I said, okay. I said, I'll make you 5,000. He said, how much are they? I said, the same price for you they are for everybody else. They're free. So I made him 5,000, and I said, since that's such a special order, I will bring them to you. So I put 5,000 in my car and drove them to Plano and give them to the pastor of that church. And they did some wonderful things with those things. Obviously, it touched his heart, you know. But Bill Gothard, I have to tell you that Bill, he loves me, but his board don't. Last year, we were in North Carolina. And when we went over there, the pastor of a church there was a member of his organization. And he asked us to come to North Carolina to speak in his church. And so that evening when we got there, his wife and two beautiful young daughters picked us up at the airport. We flew our own airplane over there. They picked us up at the airport and took us to dinner before church that night. And what was that girl's name sat across from me? Brittany. Beautiful little girl in her 20s. She sat right across the table from me. And while we're having dinner, her mother was sitting right beside her and said, Brittany, are you going to tell Pastor Thurman about your miracle? I said, you had a miracle from God? She said, yes, I did. And I said, I love miracles. I said, tell me what the Lord done for you, honey. She said, I work for Bill Gothard. I said, oh, praise the Lord. I said, Brother Bill's a great guy. She said, yes, and he loves you and he talks about you often. Said, he really does love you. I said, well, I love him too. He's a good man. She said, I was born with a problem in my back. And it was getting more crooked all the time. And the doctors say, by the time I'm 50, I'll be in a wheelchair and handicapped. She said, Brother Bill knew this. So she said, the other night we were working. In fact, it was several months before. But she said, we were working, and he had some projects he was trying to get out, so we were trying to finish them. And she said, I worked till midnight that night. She said, Brother Bill Gothard puts in lots of long, hard hours. I said, I know. In the ministry, we put in lots of long, hard hours. So anyway, she said, at midnight, I finally told him, I just can't go any longer. I've got to go home. So she said, I got up to leave, and as I'm going out, I'm all bent over. She said, my back's getting worse all the time. I said, Brother Bill came out of the office, and he said, Brittany, I want you to go back in that office. I want you to clean out your heart. I want you to make sure you get every sin repented of and break every curse over your body in the name of Jesus. Then I'm going to go get two men, and we're going to come back, and we're going to anoint you with oil, and the King of the universe is going to heal you tonight. I guarantee it. She said, he learned that I guarantee it from you. So he said, Brother Bill Gothard went and got those men, came back, and they prayed a beautiful prayer and anointed me with oil. Now he told me, he says, you go home and begin to praise God for your healing. I guarantee he's going to heal you. Do you hear any faith in that? Yes, I do too. She said, in the middle of the night, several times, I woke up with excruciating pain in my back, and Brother Bill told me, if you have pain in your back, it's just Jesus healing you, just praise him and go back to sleep. So she said, I did. I woke up several times with excruciating pain. She said, that morning, when I finally did wake up, she said, all my pain was gone and my back was completely normal. Now, what kind of God do we serve? Is he an awesome God? Does he honor faith? After you clean out your heart. He wants you to get rid of all sin and break every curse, and then the prayer of faith to be prayed, and the king healed that little girl. And of course, she was totally, completely normal, and I thought, wow, what a God we serve. Someone who got home, I called Brother Bill. I told him, Bill, I met one of your people that you prayed for, little Brittany. Oh, he said, isn't she a beautiful little lady? He said, she's such a sweetheart. And he said, you know, Thurman, I got to thank you for teaching me how to walk in faith. He said, I realized after being with you those few months, that's why you get God, you see God do so many wonderful things. You get people to repent of their sins, and then you pray the prayer of faith, and you stand on his word, and you guarantee him he'll do what he said. And so he said, it worked for you. It's got to work for me too. And so he said, that's what I did for Brittany. I said, and it worked, didn't it? He said, yes, it did. He said, she got healed that night. You see, the prayer of faith. We're so grateful for the prayer of faith. But look what he says here. King Ahab of Israel ordered that of Micah take him back to Ammon, and then he says, give them this order that put bread and water until I return safely from the battle. In verse 28 and 29, let's see what the prophet says. But Micah replied, if you return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. If you return at all, God didn't speak through me. Yeah, I'm a lying spirit. Then he added to those standing around, take note of what I have said. So the king of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah led their armies against Ramoth-Gilead, verse 30 and 31. Now King Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, as we go into battle, I will disguise myself so no one will recognize me, but you wear your royal robe. So Ahab disguised himself and they went into battle. Now how would you like to have friends like this? You wear your royal robe or they'll come kill you. They'll think you're the king. I'm going to put on a regular soldier's outfit with armor. I'm going to be protected. Oh, boy. What a guy. That's some of the kind of friends you don't want, folks. You don't want these kind of guys. And he says, and now the king of Aram had issued these orders to his 32 charioteers. Attacked only the king of Israel. They want to see the king dead. Okay, 32 and 33. So when the Armenian charioteers saw Jehoshaphat in his royal robes, they went after him. There is the king of Israel, they shouted. But when Jehoshaphat cried out, the charioteers realized he was not the king of Israel, and they stopped chasing him. Okay, let's see what happens at 34 and 35. An Armenian soldier, however, shot an arrow at the Israeli troop randomly. Now, isn't it amazing when God's in control of everything, what can happen? I mean, here all these charioteers are chasing down what they thought was the king, and when the king wasn't the king, he was a king, but it was the other country, he said, hey guys, I'm not Ahab. He didn't want to die, did he? No, he's screaming out, I'm not Ahab. So they said, well, this is not the one we want, so they drive off and leave him alone. So now but who's in control of this whole thing? God. So some little soldier pulls back, he reaches up and takes an arrow out and pulls, and just randomly shoots toward the battle. Just randomly. He ain't shooting at nobody. However, randomly shot an arrow at the Israeli troops, and the arrow hit the king of Israel between the joints of his armor, Now, isn't that... Who do you think was guiding that era? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Who's running the show, son?
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God. Guarantee. He can make everything go where He wants to. And He says, get me out of here. I have groaned to the driver of His chariot. I have been badly wounded. That thing went right in through the crack in his armor and right into his heart. And now then he's internally bleeding to death. And God's not going to let him die quickly. He's going to let him suffer all day long for his sins. The battle raged how long?
All day.
And Ahab was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran down to the floor of his chariot. And as evening arrived, he died. Aren't you glad you're washed in the blood of Jesus? Aren't we glad we're on this side of the cross? Where we can repent of our sins and get God to do wonderful things for us? Well, see, a lot of people don't know this God. They never heard about Him. Oh, tell me about God. Oh, He's so loving and sweet. He's sitting up in the heavens. He would never do anything bad to us. Well, that's not God, is it? No, it's not. Verse 36 and 37. Or is that all? Yeah. Just as the sun was setting, the cry ran through his troops, "It's all over, return home." So the king died, and his body was taken to Samaria and buried there. Now then, we go all the way back to, we have a meeting, a board meeting in heaven. And the board meeting is being directed by the King of Kings. And he calls in his spirits, and they ask them a simple question. I have a disobedient king on earth. His name's Ahab. What can we do to kill him? How would you like for God to have that kind of disaster? Say, what's your name, son?
Jeff.
Call in my spirits. I got a boy by the name of Jeff down on earth. He's not obeying me. Oh, you don't want to be that one, huh? You see where I'm coming from, Jeff?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.